With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump says he was not impressed by Kamala Harris's interview this week.
You think she's going to be able to handle President Xi? I don't know. I don't think so. China, North Korea, Russia, I don't know.
The president made those remarks speaking on Friday in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says a reported tussle between a Trump campaign staffer and an official at Arlington National Cemetery this week is much ado about nothing.
Seems to me like they did everything to try to prevent President Trump from going with the families of the fallen to Arlington National Cemetery because they didn't want to highlight Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's disgraceful failures in Afghanistan.
The former president had been invited to Arlington by family members of some of those killed 3 years ago during the botched pullout from Afghanistan. Senator Tom Cotton is a former member of the Old Guard at Arlington National Cemetery. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Heading somewhere by air for the Labor Day holiday this year, Norman Hall reports it's wise to give yourself plenty of time and brace for serious delays.
The Transportation Security Administration predicted its agents would screen more than 17 million people during the long holiday period, about 8% more than last year. Friday volume resulted in more than 200 cancellations and more than 4,500 delays through afternoon. That's according to the tracking service FlightAware. Seattle-Tacoma International Airport is still working to restore all services after a possible cyber attack last weekend. Airport spokesman Perry Cooper.
Our major carriers have really overcome our baggage situation problems we had earlier over the weekend and early in the week. So really those folks are getting through without any troubles or any disruptions.
Passengers were advised to arrive extra early and to avoid checking bags. I'm Norman Hall.
And this is SRN News. Christians are expected to turn out in large numbers this November. Michael Harrington has a report.
Chad Connolly is founder of Faith Wins, and he tells the Christian Post that Kamala Harris' radical platform is certain to galvanize believers to vote in this year's election, including some people who did not cast a ballot in 2020. Connolly says even if an evangelical has problems with Trump or the Republican Party, there's very little chance they'll vote for Harris, given her radical stance on issues such as abortion, religious freedom, and the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has upheld the state's rejection of signature petitions in favor of putting an abortion initiative on the November ballot. The ruling dashes the hopes of abortion advocates to have voters decide the issue in the predominantly Republican state. Petition organizers had submitted more than 100,000 signatures to advance that cause. This is SRN News. Political observer Ben Domenech says it's a victory for Donald Trump that ABC this week decided it would stick with its original rules and keep the mics muted when candidates are not speaking in the upcoming Trump-Harris debate next month.
She wanted the mics unmuted because she wants to kind of trap Trump into beating himself up and making stupid comments. But they, you know, the deal with ABC was to have the mics muted, and we saw how good it was that last time around that sort of played to his best interest.
ABC will host the Trump-Harris debate on September 10th. Ben Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Women are joining the ranks of Ukrainian mobile air defense units to shoot down drones as more men are drawn into the battles on the eastern front line in Kiev's suburbs. 70 new female recruits have joined in recent months. More on these stories at srnnews.com.